All right, let's restart this, and welcome to More Dice Radio. We had a little technical difficulties there. Shan, I'm not sure what happened, but this is our first episode of Meet the Streamer. So I don't think my first announcement for this stream was there, but welcome to More Dice Radio, Meet the Streamer. We are going to sit down with B-Team Enthusiast. I'm one of your hosts, Riven. My other host is Hypnotic. This is going to be a weekly podcast, Sundays at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we sit down with a fellow streamer and learn all about them from a different standpoint. We just jump into a stream, we sit down, we talk with them while they're playing a game. It's harder to learn but you know what they're doing, what's going on with them, because they can get focused on a game. So this takes them out of the game, and we have to get to learn the person behind the cam. So I think this should be good for the community. Meet a lot of different people, and we'll get them highlighted and hopefully get their content out there and get more people into the channel, so we can have a bigger and growing community. So B-Team, how are you today, sir?
I'm pretty good. How are you guys doing?
Doing good. How's everything, Hypnotic?
I'm doing good. Doing great.
Excellent. So B-Team, tell us a little bit about you. What's got you into streaming?
I'm originally from Montreal. You can see as the little French accent when I'm talking. I'm in my 30s. I started gaming around the good old dial-up times.
Dial-up times.
Where your mother would yell at you to play for more than an hour.
That's so true.
Kept the phone busy. So a little bit of the. I was there for the birth of a lot of consoles, but I was never like grabbed into that world necessarily. I was never a big fan of consoles, and then I, like I said, a dial-up connection, got into. I think the first game I ever played was Red Alert: Command and Conquer.
Wow, Red Alert! That was a great game.
It was awesome. Hours here and there when I could get the phone line. Yep.
Very cool. So you were a PC gamer then, back in no console gaming whatsoever, no Nintendo, no Atari, no nothing.
I didn't have one. We had an old Commodore 64.
Oh yeah, Commodore 64. Oh my god.
Yeah, with the big floppy.
That makes me feel old.
Yeah, there you go. And I wasn't allowed to play on it because it was my dad's toy. So every once in a while, I'd play like a bowling game.
Okay. Yeah, GG.
And my friends. And my friends had consoles. They had the original Nintendo, Super NES, and eventually I tried the Nintendo 64. But I actually owned my first console at 21.
Wow.
I was already on my second or third PC, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, PC gaming is the master race, though. So.
For me, it's, I can't, my fingers don't work well with joysticks, let's just say.
How long have you been streaming now? So how long has your journey been to streaming?
I started about, I would say, end of November. So it's just about a little more than 2 months.
2 months, okay.
2 months, yep.
Time goes by.
It doesn't seem like 2 months, but it's only been 2 months.
What do you like to stream? What's like, if you had to sit down and play a game and stream, what would you stream?
Oh man, my go-to is PUBG. Course. But it's getting kind of pushed around by Minecraft. I never thought Minecraft was still a thing until I started streaming it. So I'm gonna say PUBG for now. But if you ask me next month, then it might change.
It might change.
Yeah. But PUBG is my jam.
Yeah, PUBG's fun. I stay.
Yeah,
there,
it's a lot
it's
of
fun. We'll have to be so. From past to now, what would be your favorite game of all time?
Oh my god, that's a tough one. Like I said before, the game that got me into gaming was Command & Conquer Red Alert. So I kind of have to put it up there, but I think the game I've got the most hours in is Counter-Strike.
This Counter-Strike?
I think I started playing in 03. So it's been like close to 15 years now that I've been like back and forth playing Counter-Strike.
That's a long time.
I'm pretty sure I have over like 2,000 hours. I'm not any good at it, but I've put some time into it, though. I'll tell you that much. So yeah, short answer would be CS, but long answer, I mean, I've put 700 hours in ARK. I've put 700 hours in PUBG. I've put, I don't know how many hours, in Age of Empires 2.
Wow.
And
Age of Empires 2.
Yeah, back in the day. Medal of Honor, I played a lot. Allied Assault in the beginning of 2000 as well.
Excellent.
Hard to say, really.
You played a lot of different genres in there.
Yep, I did. Sure did.
Lots of different FPSs and RTS, which you don't really see much RTS anymore. I mean, at least I don't really. But, you know, unless you're like a big StarCraft player or something like that, but Age of Empires, that was a huge game back in the day. I love playing
that. I know for a fact, like I saw on YouTube, there's still tournaments of Age of Empire 2.
Are there really?
Yep.
Very cool.
Yep.
Have you attended any like event, like con, like conventions, anything like that, like Twitch cons, BlizzCons, PAXs?
Not yet because I live out around Montreal, and I don't know, maybe the gaming scene is not that big, so I've just started to learn about like everything, basically, like TwitchCon and MineCon and whatnot. I didn't know much until I got into Twitch about 4 or 5 months ago. I didn't know about this. I knew about ESL in the tournaments and whatnot, since I'm a big Counter-Strike fan, but no, I can't say I have no. I'm looking forward to, though.
Yeah. I mean, I've never been to one either. I think they'd be great to go with, to go to and meet and network with people.
Exactly, meeting people. Like you actually meeting people you see online. Like either it's on Twitch or YouTube. There's a lot of people I kind of follow, so it would be nice to say hello.
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be fun. Yeah, go out and have a beer.
Yeah, exactly.
Or seven.
Or seven. Exactly, yeah.
What are your goals like for streaming? What are you looking to get out of streaming? Are you looking for like a, what's your goals? You know, monetary, or is it something that you're just gonna do for as a hobby, or is it become like a full time gig?
Nah, I mean, I have kind of two or three goals. As in, I want to have if I'm streaming, I want to have like at least one person or two to chat with. That's what I want. I want people to be active in my chat. Whether it's only like one or two or three or five, it's fine. And I want to just go around and meet people. I want to go around in other streams and just, yeah, meet people. But that's what got me into streaming. I mean, it's the community. It's all about the community.
Yes, it is. And streaming is a huge, huge community. And just being around it, I'm probably doing it for as long as you now, for 2-3 months. And the amount of people that I've met and just networked with, and had, you know, making connections with, it's insane. Like, the streaming community is huge, and there's a lot of awesome people out there,
and it's still growing. I don't know about the numbers or anything, but the more it goes, I mean, I'm in a few communities here and there, and it just seems like there's new people every day. Yep. So it's a lot of fun.
It is.
Yep.
Hobbies besides streaming and gaming, what do you like to do?
That's another tough one. I'm the kind of person which, from now till 6 months, I don't know what I'm going to be doing. So, I do a lot of arts. I like sports. I game. I draw. I like paintball. Oh, yeah. I like paintball. I like movies. I mean, it depends on the time of the year, basically.
Okay.
Very cool. I would say I'd have to be a little bit of an artsy jock, if you want.
An artsy
It's mostly
jock.
Around like creating stuff and sports, basically, yeah.
Okay. Oh.
Stop.
Okay. No, that's fine. No, jump in anytime you want, Hypnotic.
Yeah, anything you want.
No, I'm having a cough fit.
Oh.
Where did the B Team Enthusiast come from? The name?
Ah, that question comes out a lot. I used to watch the group on YouTube called themselves the Minecraft. They played Minecraft and they had this server. There's a bunch of people playing, and two of the guys created a little group, being little rascals and having the time of their life. They would call themselves the B Team. It was B00100 and Generic B, for those who know them. And when I started watching Twitch, it was basically the guys from Minecraft who were like starting to do Twitch or just moving towards quitting YouTube and going to Twitch. So it kind of just stuck. And it came from the fact that I consider myself a good sports player / gamer, but never like good enough to be like on a pro team. So it's kind of a little, I'm on the B team. I'm not on the A team. I'm on the B team, and I love it. I'm having the time of my life on the B team. So yeah, it just made sense. Yeah. It just made sense. Yeah.
But you're like the A team in everyone's hearts? Is that what it is? Like you're A team in everyone's hearts?
A team. Yeah, well, I mean, if I could be.
Very good, very good. Oh, I don't know. So, besides, poor Hypnotic. He's having
poor
a massive
Hypnotic. He's having, yeah, he's having a bad time there.
Oh my gosh.
Sorry.
That's all right.
It's all good, brother.
Yeah, any chat, do you have any questions? You know, go ahead and drop them in the chat. We'll go ahead and grab them and throw them in as some other questions if you have any for B Team. And we'll get them on the,
yeah, sure,
on the show.
Thing.
So we'll add some as we go. Do you play so you play PUBG? Have you seen anything with like the Overwatch League? Do you pay attention to Overwatch, anything like that?
I started watching a few streams of people playing Overwatch. I don't know the game, but it looks pretty exciting. It looks pretty like tense. So I mean, I might start watching more because it's a lot of fun.
Oh yeah.
Like I love watching, especially watching the people playing it kind of panic and whatnot. So yeah, it's fun.
The game's great. I'm not on Overwatch League, but I'm not a league, but that game's awesome.
It looks awesome. It looks like a lot of fun.
You get a lot of randoms that aren't very good. They do their own thing. It's not, because it's still really a team sport, team effort in that game, but you'd love it.
Yeah, it's kind of a different way to play CSGO, I guess, you know?
But, yeah.
Yeah, but you'll find those ones on being a random, and you'll get really good players.
I'm considering getting it.
Yeah, you should check it out.
I should. Yep. I'm open, man. I want to play everything. I started playing COD. World War II wasn't necessarily my thing, but I did like kind of play a few hours in there. And then I did try Fortnite, which I couldn't. I don't know. For some reason, my brain didn't register Fortnite, but I still try. I like to try like a lot of games. I just want to play with people, basically. You know, that's the point.
Yeah, so. I agree. Definitely sitting down gaming with other people is what makes gaming, I think. I like what they did with, like, Twitch took gaming into a whole nother world with the whole online gaming. It's like, you know.
It used to be you get the Nintendo, what was it called? You know, remember that Nintendo pad, you'd get a book every month?
The book?
Yeah, it was a book. Yeah, well, it was more of a, what's it called, like a journal about Nintendo, and they would give like tricks to the games and whatever's coming.
Oh, yeah,
and whatnot.
Yes.
Yeah. It wasn't necessarily about any other games because they only did Nintendo stuff, but it was good to hear about what's coming and what's there that you wouldn't know, because a lot of times, like, you'd get games at the video store.
Right.
You'd rent the games. You didn't buy the games. You'd rent them.
Like a Blockbuster.
So, yeah, exactly. Like a Blockbuster. No, so. But now with Twitch,
they won't understand that.
Yeah, with Twitch you get to see the games and you get to sample them.
Exactly.
Because you're not necessarily playing, but you're seeing gameplay.
Yeah, like live action footage, right? Very true.
Yeah, so I have a question here. I want to, Barksy is asking, any games coming out this year that are catching your eye? And same question to Riven and Hypnotic. So, like I said before, I'm a huge Ark fan. I played a lot of hours when it came out, and apparently somebody told me that they came out with a big DLC for it. So if I would have to name a game, that would be the one. Yeah. For me.
For you. For me, I can't remember the name of the game, but it's a... It's going to be made from Bethesda. It takes place in space. It's going to be kind of like a Skyrim type game, but more of a futuristic gameplay. Actually, it's really good. I'll get you the name, Bartsky, and I'll whisper it to you, but it's going to be kind of like a Skyrim type game, but taking place during the future times, and it looks really absolutely amazing. So I'm looking forward to that. But it's not coming out this year. I don't really have any games that are coming out. I think I bought... I don't know what's coming out this year. That's more of down the line, so I'm not sure about this year. But that's my game.
It's got your attention.
Thank you. That's what I'm going to say.
Yep.
Getting started on my words here. Hypnotic.
For me, God of War.
Oh, yeah.
The end of the year. It's a whole long time away, but...
Yeah.
Mine are more story-based games that I'm looking at that I want to get, like God of War. Darksiders 3. The new Darksiders coming out this year.
Oh my god, I forgot about that. It's coming out this year?
Yeah, it's coming out this year.
Oh shit.
I think mid to end of this year.
Mm.
But those are the only two that I've really... that piqued my interest so far.
Interesting. But, I know it's coming out this year. I thought it was next year. I will have to say the new World of Warcraft expansion. Because that's going to probably be out June, July of this year. I'm looking forward to that. To breathe some life into WoW again for me. Yeah, you're a big WoW player. Because I'm kind of burnt down on that right now. But
I gotta mention, it's out, but it's not out yet. Because that's how games come out now, apparently.
Yeah, pretty much.
But I got to mention, I'm going to get into Star Citizen at some point.
What is it?
Just Star Citizen.
What's that?
I've never heard of that.
It's a big-ass open-world, spacey, whatever, game that you buy a ship and you can mine stuff and whatnot.
Oh.
It's promising, but it's huge. It seems like it's a big game, so I'm going to give it time to settle before jumping into it. But definitely, I would consider playing that, yeah.
Is it like a No Man's Sky? Like, you ever see that? Like, you venture, go to different planets and do different things on it?
Kind of, but... It's online. It's not like it's the multiplayer. There's PvP. You can mine stuff. You can get shot down. Like get your stuff stolen. It's PvP. Yeah. And there's enough planets and solar systems that it takes like I don't know how many months to go from one end of the map to the other. Like it's crazy. It's huge. Yeah. It's.
I'll have to look it up. I don't think I've ever heard of this game before, Star Citizen.
I think the way they did it, from what I heard, is they started the game, the devs, and they were selling ships. That's how you bought the like original version of the game, which was kind of alpha. So you buy the ships, the money goes to the devs, so they can like work on it. They kind of built the game on top of the gaming community, kind of.
Okay.
But it's promising.
Cool. I'll have to look into that Star Citizen.
I'll have to look at it. Doesn't sound like my type of game, but
it seems like it's going to be grindy as hell.
Oh, scratching tickle. Thank you for the lurk, man.
Yeah, thanks for the lurk, dude.
Oh, Mr. Jimbo Samson's in the house, guys.
Hey, Jim.
We got your favorite game of all time. Well, we really have. Yeah, a few favorite games, I think. A bunch of them.
It's kind of hard because, like I said, my personality is kind of like every 3 to 6 months, I kind of change my whatever I like, whatever I do. I like trying new stuff. So it's kind of hard to say to pick one because it depends. Like I've been gaming for about 20 years now. So like maybe like 20-year-old me would answer differently than...
No, that's... Hey, no, that's...
30-odd-year me, you know?
My gosh. What about action-adventure games? Do you like a hack and slash? Like Nier Automata, Darksiders?
I played Diablo 3 for a few months, but I don't know. I'm more of a... Either there has to be action or survival.
Or survival.
I really got into 7 Days to Die. which was kind of awesome.
That's a cool game.
But it wasn't finished, but I had fun with it. Okay. So that's maybe something I'm considering starting to stream in about maybe this summer.
Okay.
When I have a little more time on my hand. I played The Forest, which is a lot of fun, too.
That looked cool.
Yep. So this is more my kind of stuff.
So you like survival.
Survival or shooter game is more my jam, yeah.
We'll talk about survival. Have you ever played Ark? It's a big survival game. You kind of like...
Ark, yeah. I've had 700-some hours
in
there.
Wow, okay.
I played as it came out. I started playing and I never looked back. I would play close to 6 to 8 hours a day. Because when you would aim a beast, it would take anywhere from 3 to 4 to 5 hours sometimes. So I just have it on taming and come back and forth while I'm doing dishes or passing the vacuum or whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I like the grind.
You like the grind? I don't know.
I like the grind.
I just started playing Ark and I'm like, what do I do in this game?
Oh, you grind, dude. You gotta grind. That's how it works. Same thing. Minecraft for me, I was kidding around with other people talking about Minecraft the other day, but I was saying to me, mining in Minecraft is it's a therapy. You just mine for hours and you get stuff right in your head. You know, you just think. Yeah,
it's a different type of game. Yeah.
It's a different type of gaming. Yeah, it's not for everybody. That's why I was saying I was so surprised that my viewer count was going up while I was playing Minecraft because I didn't think people would enjoy it.
Wow.
But there is people out there that enjoy it.
Oh yeah, it's a big following for Minecraft. A lot of people, my 4-year-old son loves it and he always wants it down and I'm like, I don't understand this game. I'm like a squirrel with this game. I can't, my head's on a swivel. I'm like, what do I do? And I'm just bored. I'm bored.
Well, I mean, it started out like that for me. I just had to grind. My friend was... We were looking... I had this friend that's my age about around my house. And we were kind of remembering the good old days where you'd sit in a LAN party. And we wanted to do that again. And we were looking for a game to do it. And we just fell on Minecraft because it was recommended to us. Mm-hmm. And at first it was like, it's a kid's game, you know? But after a few hours, man, that's where you learn if you like it or hate it. It takes, I would say, anywhere between 50 to 80 hours to, really get into the game or just decide, nope, that's it, I'm done.
Yeah. I guess, I don't know. I'm not a big fan of it. I'm not sure why.
So, B-Team, you got there's a question coming on yours.
From Generation Zero Gaming.
Any of you find that streaming games is still on the growing side of the business? Or is it on the downhill side and some new and emerging technology is going to take over?
I'll answer first if you don't mind.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, that's true.
If you take TV, for me, that's how I think streaming came around a little bit. If you take TV, about 15 years ago, there was a big shift towards, reality TV. So, I mean, the live stuff, in the 90s, everything went live, and then there's reality TV in the 2000s, so I think streaming is still, it's always going to be there.
Yeah.
But it might be losing a little bit of an edge to, let's say, maybe VR stuff, or I don't know I don't know what's coming, but it might take a little nudge, but I don't think it's going to go away.
I don't think streaming is going to go away. I think VR is going to be something that starts to get streamed heavily. I'm starting to see a lot of people do it. But I don't think streaming is going to go down the business side. I think it's flooded right now. Definitely, since they opened up the affiliate, Twitch opened up the affiliate program. It's been flooded. I think it's 2 million. There's actually 2 million subscribers on Twitch and only a couple thousand, 90,000 something actual, no less than that. I don't remember the actual numbers, but there's
90. I heard 94,000.
94,000 affiliates.
Yeah.
So that's a lot, but I don't think Twitch is going to go anywhere soon. I mean, looking at all the content that people are putting out, I think it's gonna. I know it was going on a rise, but I think it's just starting to mellow. But I don't think it's gonna dip anytime soon. I think VR is definitely the next big thing to start being streamed. A lot of people are streaming it. It looks pretty neat to stream, but I don't think it's going anywhere anytime soon. I think it's just going to flatline for a while. And either going to spike back up, and then maybe in the next few years it might see it dwindle, but I think for now it's going to keep its rise for the next couple of year or two, and then just kind of mellow.
Well, there's this phenomena around my where I live. I can't talk about you guys, but where people are they're like quitting cable now, and they're like they're getting Netflix accounts. They're watching YouTube. They're watching Twitch. I mean, people are moving away from TV. So I think like for Twitch, since you can do whatever you want, it's not just about gaming. Well, yeah, maybe it plateaued right now, but it's still going to be like maybe just not going as good as it is going right now, but it's still going to gain some part of the market out there because TV's losing it.
No, TV's, yeah. I mean, TV has went down the hole, in my opinion. Like, I don't own a cable box. I own an NVIDIA Shield set-top box and Netflix, Hulu, and then I watch a lot of people on Twitch. That's my TV. You know, there's a lot of people out there putting awesome content. I like sitting down, and the fact that I can sit down with somebody and chat to them while they play a game, and decide, and that also can decide if I'm going to buy the game or not. Like, you know, how good it actually looks. So,
I think streaming's actually going to go up a little higher now because of the whole algorithm and new partner, YouTube partner.
True.
Qualifications went up. A lot of people lost their YouTube partnership with this new thing going in effect in February. So a lot of people are going to start getting mad at YouTube, and they're going to move over. So we're going to see a lot more flooding going in.
Yep,
year or so. And then I think it'll weed out a lot of the people that are, but even I still go on Twitch and I still find people that are just streaming just to stream. And they got just themselves in their room. They don't have nobody in there. They're just streaming.
Yeah.
A lot of people are just doing it just because, hey, why not? I'm playing anyway.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, I'm playing my just, let's just meet people.
Yeah, and VR's coming in. People are streaming it, but I don't think Rodding said in Riven's chat, you don't think anything's gonna big's gonna happen with VR for a few years.
Not
which
for
I
a
don't
while.
Believe so either.
Listen, and
because it's still a new thing for us.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's true. You
know, everybody wants to stream right now.
Yeah.
Well, go.
And even running into people or hearing about people how they want to stream, and then once you're like, oh, well, there's a lot more than you think to it,
mm-hmm.
then they kind of like, oh, never mind.
Yes,
for example, there's somebody that in my wife's family that wants to get into streaming, and like, she's like, told her what was involved, what I do and what's involved. She's like, oh, forget that.
Yeah.
You know, once you start realizing, once you start realizing what you actually need. You're like, it's like, oh wow, I thought this was easy. It's
Matt,
not.
It's not.
No.
And there's not a lot of people nowadays that want to put in the work that we put in.
Right. Agreed.
Well, it depends. I think it depends on how you get into it.
Oh, yeah.
I used to watch Twitch and tell myself I'm never going to do this because I can't like just play my game and entertain people because I used to watch the big ones. And then I met this guy, Papa Bear. I was looking for French Canadian streamers because that's where I'm from. So I thought, hey, maybe there's a niche for French Canadian streamers. So I ran to this guy. He was actually a mod for Dr. Disrespect. So he had kind of a lot of people watching him, like, but I would say around maybe on a good day, like 40, 50 people. And I met this other guy called Mad Dog Fuel. And I started really like talking with him, and he was saying, "No, it's not that bad, dude. I mean, you might as well do it. You're playing the game right now, anyways, and people are not going to care that you're doing like you're not doing super great at it, as long as you're entertaining and you take care of your chat, basically." And he's the one who kind of pushed me slowly, convinced me to try it, and you know what? I got hooked. I just got hooked. I mean, it was natural, you know, it was gradual, it was simple, it was easy.
So, and
for me,
yeah, and like with the TV thing, TV's phasing out, there's all the internet stuff. I mean, I have DirecTV, but I'm trying to get out of it. I gotta wait till 2 years is over, which is this April, but once that's over, it's gone. I already watch Netflix. The kids watch Netflix. It's like there's no TV anymore. No one wants to watch TV. There's too many commercials. So that's gonna go away, and we're gonna be stuck here on internet stuff.
That's a thing. That's a big thing, I think. If there's commercials like YouTube, if they get like, if we have to, because at some point, like affiliate people might not get it, but partners are gonna get it first. Where you're gonna have to have like some kind of ad process in your stream. I think that's the next big, because the companies are gonna want to be in there.
Yeah, and like you're saying, it's like sitting down and thinking about how you're gonna stream, and that's it adds to the fact. So that's what I mean about them weeding out. Well, who's coming in and who's actually streaming? Who's gonna go? Oh, this is too hard. Mm. And Samurai brings up a good point too. I gotta scroll up back up here. That it helps. Streaming helps with people that have anxieties and other stuff. Like I'm a huge introvert.
You'd never guess it.
Like
yeah, exactly.
I don't go out. I don't make friends. I'm just an introvert. And then when I stream, it helps me, and it's helping me in real life too. So I mean, it does help. Streaming does help with other things, other than just trying to sit there and entertain people. It's therapeutic for myself as well.
Yeah, it makes sense. Makes a lot of sense.
I mean, a lot of people doing it's going to be coming in doing that like that. And I've heard a lot of talk about people coming streaming because it helps them with what they deal with. So, but that segue being a question for you. Do you find yourself playing a game and getting caught up in the game and forgetting that you're streaming?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I gotta say, it never happened. But I will say this, though. If I'm playing a game off stream, I'm always looking at my second screen, and I'm looking for chat. That happens. I never... Maybe 3 minutes. I think that's the longest I've played, like, without looking at chat. But it's the other way around for me. Like, I was playing with a friend. We were playing Call of Duty, the zombie mode. And I kept, like, dying because I kept, like, trying to find chat on my second screen. You know? I got it the other way around.
Yeah, because I say, how are you trying to fix that? How do you problem solve that? Trying not to pay too much attention to one over the other.
Mm-hmm. That balance.
Maybe your setup, the way your setup is. I mean, I had an easier time because before I used this program where I had my chat kind of, the window was see-through, and I only had like 3 lines of chat going down my game screen. So that was kind of easier. But you just, it's like anything else. You just get used to it, you know? Yeah, I find maybe the hours you put in are going to pay off.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I have that issue, man. It's so hard. I get so caught up in a game. I'm like, oh, and then I'm like, oh, shit, there's chat.
Yeah. Yeah. I've had that. When I first started streaming, I was like that. I was like playing and kind of forgetting about chat. And then, you know, I noticed like 20 minutes later, I've noticed someone said something. I'm like, oh, are they still there?
Well, I go through a lot of what I like doing is like typing in the search engine on Twitch. I type in a game I like, and then I go to the bottom and go see like a guy who has like no one or one or two people watching him, and just go in and try to like chat him up and whatnot. And a lot of people, I think it's a lot of it has a lot to do with sometimes nervousness. Like you want to perform in the game, so you totally like your mind gets to the game and not to the chat anymore. I notice a lot of people seems to be their problem.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I think it's definitely a balance when it comes to streaming. Even with the networking end of it, it's like how much time behind the scenes do you spend networking besides actually streaming?
Yes. That's the big one for me. I mean, Twitter and Discord is like a thing now. It's a huge thing. And I think the biggest thing I have a problem adapting to is, like you said, it's the outside of it. It's the Twitter, it's the Discord. it takes up, I would say sometimes if I answer everything and I retweet everything, I could spend like an hour and a half to 2 hours a day on my phone easily, which is fun because you're talking to people and you're helping people, but it's finding that balance where you do enough that it's not taking too much of your time is a little bit tricky.
I agree with that. You can find yourself. I mean, Samurai. I see Samurai everywhere. He said he put 30 more hours in it, and that's like a full time job, which is crazy.
But I mean, it's crazy because this is what I love about Twitch, and this is basically what kept me trying to stream. Is there's a lot of great communities out there, and there's not like you can easily be in 4 and 5 communities, and every day you could meet just a new one. And then you wind up having like 20 Discords open and getting notifications from every which one of them. So I mean, it's the people. The people make it so interesting that it winds up taking a little time.
So I have this one question here. I'm gonna throw this at you first, B Team.
Sure.
How do you keep yourself talking while you're playing a game?
I'm sorry, I didn't get it.
How do you keep yourself talking while you're playing a game? For example, he finds himself talking when not talking when you play Overwatch. When he plays Overwatch,
I don't know, man. It has to a lot to do with the game, I think. Like I play PUBG. PUBG is there is a lot of high action moments, but there's a lot of like downtime. So for me, PUBG is—it's easy to keep talking because you're looting, you're running around because the circle's pushing you, you're trying to find people, and it's a team game. So if you're not playing solo, well, you got people to talk to, you know. So, but I streamed CS once, which is a little more like you have 2.5 minute rounds, so you have to like pay attention because the map is super close. But I think viewers will understand that for that 2.5 minutes, you're not necessarily going to be that chatty because it's part of the game. Like, I don't know how long a round is on watch, but if it's like freaking crazy and the map is small and you're always in the action, when at some point, of course, he's not going to talk to you because you're looking at this stream because you want to watch the game too. So it depends on the game, really.
That's true. I think the more game the concentration takes, the harder it is to really focus on chat.
Yeah.
If you watch a
that's
lot,
why I love streaming Minecraft because I can just stop.
Yeah, you can just stop and just talk. Like,
yeah.
Have you ever found yourself streaming and the chat's been so interactive that you're just, I don't want to play the game anymore. I just want to talk to everyone. Like, have you ever had that happen?
I spent about 20 some minutes on my Minecraft server with my hands like crossed around my chest because I was like leaning forward and just reading chat and interacting, like literally 20 some minutes without playing. Like, the game is on but I'm not doing anything. It happens.
Do you feel that you have your regulars that come in and hang out with you, do you feel that does that like hurt like your content? Do you see other people like kind of jump into the conversation, or just kind of lurk if you're not playing?
Okay, well, if I go into a stream and I see interaction in the chat, it kind of, for me, it's a draw. Like, I'm going to be tempted to stay, chat with people. I'm still looking at the game, but there's interaction in the chat, so I'm going to stay. So I see it as a lot of the viewers. They're looking to watch the game, but they're also looking to connect with people. Like, a lot of the viewers don't stream.
Right.
So that's their connection, is the chat. So I don't find it hurts, because if you have a lot of regulars, then you have a nice, like, conversation in chat. Then people might just stick around because they're having fun with chat. So maybe it's a little incentive to get them, because you know how it is. People will pop your stream on, and then you have, like, 3 minutes to make them stay. Otherwise, they're going to leave. Well, maybe if your chat is up and running and it's like there's a nice conversation in there, well, maybe that 3 minutes turns into 10 minutes.
Right. True.
And then you wind up winning someone.
That's true.
But what if you don't have, in that 3 minutes, you're in a high stakes situation? Like, say, Overwatch. Overwatch gets very, like,
yeah, it seems nutty.
Into it. Like, it's nutty.
So it gets pretty bad. So, I mean, it's hard to look down at chat when you're trying. You're like, oh, shit, I really got to, we're almost got this point, but it's going to take a few minutes. So if you can't get that 3 minutes down, so how do you manage that if you don't have a moderator in chat to help out?
I mean, look, I'll put it this way. For me on chat, the worst feeling I get is when I'm in like a high tense situation. Let's say in PUBG, I'm last three. The circle is super small. I'm freaking panicked. And then there's a, let's say a follower. Like I haven't learned or a follower. And I'll get you. Don't worry about it. I'll get you. You know what I mean? It's gonna happen. You can't control it. You can maybe tell people, look, give me just 2-3 minutes. My attention will be to you guys soon, but I can't right now. And if they're like, it's the gaming community, so I'm kind of guessing they're like,
we got some technical difficulties going on here, B team. You're chopping in and out there, buddy. Do we lose you? Did we lose everyone? Oh no, it crashed. I think it crashed. Oh. All right, let's leave the call and join the call. Are you guys still there? I don't hear them anymore. Oh. Hello? God, I think we gotta kill the call and restart the call. Technology. Don't you love technology, guys?
Yep, I hear you fine now.
Oh, there we are.
It's back. We're back.
We're back.
We're back, people. Right.
Little.
We're back. I don't know what happened, but it seemed like, programming of the Matrix in the back.
Yeah, right?
That's what it sounded like.
I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there. All of a sudden, I'm like, wait, is that me?
Sorry, people. We're back.
All right.
We have a few minutes left here. Where's my...
Well, I mean, since it's the first one, like, I have a few questions for you guys, if you don't mind it.
Oh, no, not at all. Go right ahead, sir.
I gotta explain to this. All this idea of this podcast came from Riven, so I'm gonna ask Riven, how did you come up with this?
I don't even know. I was in the shower.
Like a lot of us. I mean, there's a lot of... creative thinking in there.
I was in the shower, and then I think I was talking to 6-inch Gaming earlier about doing something, and then
not in the shower.
No, not in the shower. 6 and I were not in the shower together. No, prior to that, 6-inch and I were talking, and then I was like, oh, that's probably a good idea to do something like a collective as a community. Because I feel like there's so many different communities out there where shower ideas are the best ideas. Yes, they are, Ghost.
Yep.
Where there's just different communities that have like a streamer, you know, streamer of the week or streamer spotlight, but I feel like it's just so ingrained in that community where it's not brought out to the public, streaming. So I felt like, hey, what if we do a podcast where we can do it live on Twitch, we'll upload to YouTube, and we'll record it and get it out on an audio version so people can listen and learn about it and learn about these awesome streamers are bringing on to talk about, hey, this is what I do, this is my content, and hey, come check me out. And hey, and if you like my content, you're gonna support me. If you don't, hey, at least you stopped in and, you know, said hey. It's just another chance to get people out there, and that's the whole goal behind this podcast. So I hope it works out. I hope we get a nice following, and you know, B-team hopefully brings people more to your channel and helps you out too. So that's the purpose of this. Now, you know, streaming is such a, for the little guys who are not like affiliate, even the guys who are affiliated, it's so hard to get from the bottom of that list when you're playing like such a saturated game like PUBG. Like, hey, I'm not the greatest PUBG player, but hey, I know I'm entertaining. I know I can be fun, and I can give you a fun, entertaining channel. And you just gotta give me that. You gotta give me more than 3 minutes though. So I'm hoping this is where that will come from. And that's the whole purpose of this podcast.
Nice. There's so many communities being created about pushing the little guy that I think the podcast is just like the ultimate the ultimate like push you can give someone.
Right.
To you know, to anybody that's in here that's not affiliate, don't worry. When you get to affiliate, it's not over there.
No.
You got plenty more work to do. Because I think you have a lot more to do. A lot more to do when you're affiliate.
Yep.
A lot more to do in yourself, finding your identity, and it's a journey.
You know, I got my affiliate, and I got that high. But then I did two streams where I got the high, I got some subscriptions, and I was like, oh my god, this is amazing. And then on the third one, I find myself not doubting myself, but all right, I got to keep this up. I got to keep the hype. I got to keep people coming in. Should I play another game? Should I play differently? Should I buy another computer? You know what I mean? Those little moments where you start doubting you for no reason because people are already coming. But yeah, that little guilt trip.
Yeah. So Samurai has some good things. So you mentioned, why not bring on two streamers per week with you guys being the legendary hosts? So our next show, we're actually going to sit down with the Vandal Vision and Rotting Jackal to discuss their Ink Designs brand and how they formed that and, you know, goals behind that, whatnot. I think overall having two streamers plus three hosts can get maybe a little difficult. I mean, I would more than like to do that. We'll have to see how it plays out with Rotting and Vandal. If everything goes well, you know, I wouldn't mind doing like duo streams like that. So we'll see how it goes. And then your second question for supporting, for bringing on supporting, like people who support a lot, I would love to. You know, the people that, you know, that aren't streaming, that are just out there, you know, supporting the community hard, I would love to get them on there and just love to hear what brings them up, you know, what's their drive to support so much, and how do you support them? How are you putting 20 hours in? How are you doing that? You know, there's a few supporters that are in chat here that, you know, they don't stream, but they put their heart into soul and supporting, you know, a lot of us and a lot of the community. Like, they're just amazing. As Samurai would say, they're just legends. Like, they really are.
No, I gotta say, dude, I wouldn't be sitting here if it wasn't for. I'm gonna say her name, and she probably is not gonna like it, but Whitney Marie.
Oh, yeah.
She doesn't stream at all. Like, she has a few hours, I think, a few months ago, but that's it. But I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for somebody like her. Because she brought the people to my stream the first time, and she kept coming back, and there's such a positive aura around whatever she does, and the people she brings around, because she surrounds herself with cool people that are kind of the same, they see things the same way and whatnot. But it's weird to say that I wouldn't be streaming without somebody who doesn't stream, but it's there. So there is a niche, I think, for that. Like, getting those people and saying, just, of course, I want to ask her, why are you doing this? You're not streaming.
Right. So. I know I've asked to be on the show. I would, you know, listen, I will reach out to you if you want to be on the show, but if you don't feel like, if you don't want to do it, you don't have to.
It's fine.
We have a form that you can fill out. I popped up a few times on my chat. I'll link it in all three chats. But there's a form that everyone can fill out. If you want to be on the show, I got banned by B Team for posting a link.
I forgot to turn it off. I have to get rid of my bot.
The reason I'm doing the forum, it makes it easier to see who's interested. And then, you know, we start the show off with like going through some of the questions, and then from there it's open forum. I think we'll try to go for like more of a structured forum next time. So I don't know. I don't want to talk about the show, but we'll definitely come up with better ways of doing things, you know, first show and all and whatnot. So we're gonna try to make it better. We have a few. I'm gonna try to keep the show for like an hour. Moving on here. So I have a stream question of the week. So there's a lot of streamers out there.
Oh, all right.
And I figure you can answer us. You can answer any of us either on any of the Discords or DM us on Discord. You can join the More Dots Radio Discord and post it in the Meet the Streamer section of Discord, or DM us on Twitter. You can email me at riven@moredots.tv. I'm going to be making a screen with everything on it. Writing, I'm going to need your help for that. who is your favorite streamer, whether it be little streamer, big streamer, to watch, and what makes you go back, and why do you keep watching him, and what keeps bringing you back to them? So, figure, answer that, DM us, email us, let us know, and we'll read the questions back on, read the answers back on the next podcast for the following week. Listener feedback. Listen, I gotta make bumpers and stuff. So, listener feedback. We want to hear your feedback. We want to hear your feedback about the show. What we can do to better the show, how are we doing? How's everything going? And just your feedback. Whether it be positive feedback, negative feedback, whatever. We want to hear you. We want to hear your thoughts. We'll read the. Go ahead. No, go ahead, man.
Be honest. Yeah. Don't be an asshole about it.
No, yes.
Be honest, but be fair.
Be constructive. Yeah, we want constructive criticism.
Don't tear us down.
So, and then we'll read the feedback back on stream. 6-inch gaming, any support that happens on the stream. So 6-inch, thank you so much for the subscription to 2 months resub. I appreciate it, man. You fucking rock. Thank you for that. So then anything regarding subscription though, anything support throughout the show, I figure I'd make like the end of the show, like for shout outs and whatnot to anyone who has supported during the actual stream and whatnot, just give them a shout out. So I really, really, really appreciate that. It was awesome. I really need a there you go.
Hey, we gotta do a shout out to Samurai, man. He's been freaking active in
here. Yeah, Samurai is awesome.
Samurai is going nuts, man. He's he wants in. Gotta say, guys, there's easily if you go on Twitter and you go to the streamer, or is it Mordot's Radio, where they can fill the form.
If you go to mordot.tv, that's the website for the radio show, mordot.tv, right when you go to the main screen, it's right in the middle of the... I'll show you the website, actually. It'll be easier if I just show you that. You come to mordot.tv. I don't know if it's going to show up on screen. It should.
Even if you want to suggest maybe somebody that should have Spotlight, it's not necessarily yourself. We'll go watch that.
Yeah.
We'll go...
So definitely, if you feel that someone should, if you know someone who wants to be spotlighted, or you feel would be a great fit for the show,
we did have a special lurker in chat, or at least she's
really?
In mine. Whitney was in our chat.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah,
in chat.
I saw her in mine. I think
she was lurking.
Yep. So, she has no sound on though.
No, she was in here. But
because she's of course
she
she's at work.
Later on the same video.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Shameless plug.
But guys, you come to mordots.tv, meet the questionnaire, click it. It'll bring you to the forum. You can go through all the questions, fill it out. We'll get it, and then we'll be in contact to set the next date for you to get you guys on the show, whoever's interested. So no pressure to be on the show. If you feel someone that you know should be highlighted and want them to get on the show, hit it, and then we'll reach out to them and see if they want to do it. But please, it'd be great to get as many people as you can on the show. We already have 15 shows scheduled, so we're excited. It should be very interesting.
Well, I mean, I think I gotta say, that was a great idea for a show. I think there is people wanting to, as I said before, there's so many communities about pushing the little guy that's. Maybe they need a show like this,
Right.
That would be the ultimate push for them. So, yeah.
Oh, sure. I'll post it one more time.
Yeah, I already have 15 shows with people lined up.
Yeah, 15, which is crazy. Which I was like, oh my god. So, I think the one show, there's going to be one show. It's going to be a very family-oriented show. It's going to be mom, dad, and son. Because the dad and the son game together, So we're looking forward to that one. I think it's really good. I think the show went good today. I'm going to go back and listen to it. I think there's going to be some room for improvement. I think a little more. Room for improvement. But I think it went good. I'm happy.
It's the first one. You know what? It's the first one. So
there's always room for improvement in anything we do.
Yeah. So I'm like,
Come on, we're streamers.
Yeah, that's exactly. True. Your friend. But hey, everyone that tuned in, you guys are awesome. Thank you so much for hanging out and chatting. It's been the B team. Thank you for taking time out so we can meet with you and sit down and talk. Hypnotic, thank you for taking on host. I think the platform going forward, we're going to have 3 hosts and then whoever the streamer is. So next Sunday is Riding Jackal and Vandalvision. We're going to sit down and discuss their ink designs. You can find them on Twitter at Ink Designs. If you want art done, reach out to them.
Yeah, if you look at my stream, I just got a rebrand done by one of them. It's like you can't go wrong with Ink Designs. It's crazy. They're crazy talented. Hypnotic, your beard is amazing. Samurai says. Bean Squash. Bean Squatch just asked, is the schedule up on Twitter?
I will tweet it out.
Beard off? No, thank you.
All right, it'll be the schedule will be tweeted out in the next 10 minutes.
Yep, it'll be out there.
But next week for sure, next Sunday, it's already lined up. It's going to be Jackal and Vandal.
And Vandal, yep. Jackal. A very interesting show. Can't put those two in the same room.
Yeah, that was going to be a fun show. So I hope everybody comes back out and watches that one.
Yeah, it's going to be worth it.
The next one after that, I'm still confirming with her. It's going to be she used to be Danny Sucks at Gaming. Now she's Danny Dies. She likes to stream lots of Fallout 4. So it should be pretty awesome. But everyone, thank you again for reaching out. Don't forget the streamer question of the week. Who is your favorite streamer and why? Do you like to watch them? Tweet it to us. Hit us up on the Discords. DM us on Discord. And then we'll compile all the questions and read them live on the show next week. So
If you send them, just got to say, if you send them on Twitter or whatnot, just mention a question of the week so we know that's basically your question and your explanation why.
Can you do like hashtag MTS for Meet the Streamer? And then we'll catch it and follow it, or you can DM us, whatever's easier. But and then
My DMs are always open.
Yep, DMs are always open.
Check them every day.
Hey, Nicole W1, thank you so much for the follow. I appreciate it. But that is the show, guys. I don't have an outro. I gotta work on an outro, but we're gonna end it here, and we will talk to you guys on the Twitterverse and the Discordverse.
Thank you
guys later. Thank you guys very much for your time. I appreciate it. And we'll talk to you guys soon. Bye, all. Bye.
Have a good one.
Say bye to viewers. Say bye. Bye, guys.
Bye. Bye, dude.